This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Cutbacks a sunset reauthorization, opposes three bills on Capital Security, Welfare Administration, and a state minimum wage exemption. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers supports House Bill 26-1324, a sunset of the Division of Professions and Occupations after a proposed fee increase was withdrawn. It opposes House Bill 26-1422. Which creates a new court security authority and doubles a court surcharge while removing the Secretary of State's online candidate disclosure requirement, House Bill 26-1429, a $10 million to $37 million Welfare Administration overhaul that contracts a single county to run a centralized fraud investigation service and sets up 12 county cohorts, and Senate Bill 26-193. Which declares the state of Colorado exempt from local minimum wage ordinances and municipal business taxes. Three of the four bills carry a safety clause. Denver, the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, rated four new bills this week through its cut-engaged citizen action tool. The cut board supports one and opposes three. Three of the four bills carry a safety clause that blocks voters from petitioning for a referendum. The single bill cut supports is a sunset reauthorization of an existing licensing division, and cut supports it only because the sponsors withdrew an originally proposed fee increase. The three bills cut opposes have one structural feature in common. Each one expands what the state government does, who works for it, or where it claims exemption from rules it imposes on others. Two of the three also reduce a transparency or a voter petition right. Cut supports a sunset reauthorization after a fee increase is withdrawn. House Bill 26-1324 implements the Department of Regulatory Agency's sunset review of the Division of Professions and Occupations, which licenses dozens of trades and professions in Colorado. The bill allows regulators to delegate some administrative tasks to designees, extends the window for a licensee to request a hearing on a letter of admonition from 20 days to 25 days, and clarifies that regulators may communicate with licensees by email. It also restores enrollment and licensure by endorsement for engineer interns, land surveyor interns, professional engineers, and professional land surveyors, provisions repealed in 2024 by House Bill 24-1329. The bill renames an existing $1 excise tax on license renewals as an additional fee and raises it from $1 to $2, with the revenue going to the legal defense account of the division's cash fund. An earlier version of the bill carried a broader fee increase, which was withdrawn. Cut supports the bill on that basis. The board writes that Cut supports these administrative changes, especially since the originally proposed fee increase has been withdrawn. The board's support is qualified. It notes that the state is spending $37.5 million and employs 23.6 full-time equivalents, in addition to various boards, in a trend to regulate more and more specific professions. House Bill 26-1324 does not carry a safety clause. The bill is sponsored by Representative Lindsey Gilchrist, Democrat, Representative Karen McCormick, Democrat, and Senator Lindsey Dougherty, Democrat, with House co-sponsors. Representative Mandy Lindsey, Democrat, and Representative Julie McCliskey, Democrat, the Speaker of the House. A new court security authority, a doubled court surcharge, and a Secretary of State disclosure repeal. House Bill 26-1422 is a multi-part security bill that the House passed on third reading, May 9, and that is now in Senate appropriations. The bill creates two new positions and one new authority. An administrator of legislative safety inside the General Assembly. A renamed sergeant-at-arms for each chamber, replacing the existing chief security officer title. And a court security authority constituted as a special purpose authority. It also extends Colorado State Patrol jurisdiction to the governor's mansion and clarifies its role in the Capitol complex. The court security funding mechanism is restructured. The existing $5 court security surcharge ends June 30, 2027, and the existing court security cash fund and its commission are repealed September 1, 2027. Beginning July 1, 2027, the court security authority imposes a $10 surcharge on the same court filings, a doubling of the existing surcharge. The authority distributes the revenue to counties for court facility security and may also fund system-wide security needs through the State Court Administrator's Office. The bill also repeals a current statutory requirement that the Secretary of State make candidate disclosure statements available on its website, requires the Secretary to make financial disclosure statements available only on request rather than online, and lets candidate committees register a mailing address with the Secretary of State instead of a street address. Section 17 expands the list of protected persons who can request that government records remove their personal information from the Internet to include judicial employees, elected officials, and elected officials' staff. CUT opposes the bill on multiple grounds. The board writes that the legislation removes current requirement for the SOS to include candidate disclosures on the SOS website, increases the court's surcharge fee by 100%, appears to transfer authority from the judicial branch to the legislative, and moves revenue away from Tabor limitations. The board also notes that the fiscal note does not indicate any historical enforcement issue that needs addressing. The bill is sponsored by Representative Chad Clifford, Democrat, Senator James Coleman, Democrat, the Senate President, Senator Lisa Frizzell, Republican, and Representative Monica Doran, Democrat, the House Majority Leader, with House co-sponsors Representative Andrew Bozenecker, Democrat, Representative Michael Carter, Democrat, Representative Cecilia Espinoza, Democrat, and Representative Mandy Lindsay, Democrat. House Bill 26-1422 carries a safety clause. A welfare administration overhaul with a single contracted county, 12 cohorts, and a third-party contractor. House Bill 26-1429 directs the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, in coordination with the Department of Human Services and the Department of Early Childhood, to contract with a single county human or social services department to operate a centralized member integrity service that investigates eligibility fraud and benefit overpayments across MedDCAID, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the Colorado Child Care Assistance Program, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and Adult Financial Programs. The bill also requires the state departments to enter into performance-based contracts with every county human or social services department by January 1, 2027, sets up a continuous quality improvement process with annual reports to the Joint Budget Committee beginning that same date, and mandates monthly public reporting of county-level and statewide performance data on the Department of Human Services website. Beginning July 1, 2028, the bill designates up to 12 cohorts of counties that will administer public assistance benefits together under a new streamlined delivery model. By July 1, 2026, the state departments must contract with a third-party contractor to develop and implement the transition plan. The bill is 79 pages and carries a safety clause. CUT opposes the bill. The board writes that the bill's first step in efficiency is to hire 12 state employees to oversee 12 clusters of counties and then hire an outside contractor, that the legislation begins with costs to the taxpayer of $10 million and grows to $37 million, and that the bill is punctuated by the egregious use of the safety clause. The bill is sponsored by Representative Kyle Brown, Democrat, Representative Emily C. Rowe II, Democrat, Senator Jeff Bridges, Democrat, and Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican, all members of the Joint Budget Committee, with co-sponsors Representative Rick Taggart, Republican, Senator Judy Amubile, Democrat, Representative Jennifer Bacon, Democrat, Representative Andrew Bozenecker, Democrat, Representative Monica Doran, Democrat, Representative Lindsay Gilchrist, Democrat, Representative Mandy Lindsay, Democrat, Representative Julie Mukluski. The state of Colorado exempts itself from local minimum wage ordinances. Senate Bill 26-193, as re-engrossed in the second house, declares that for purposes of local minimum wage ordinances, the term employer does not include the state of Colorado, and that the state is not an occupation or business place subject to municipal occupation or business licensing taxes. The bill also requires the Office of State Planning and Budgeting to submit a supplemental budget request on state employee compensation to the Joint Budget Committee by January 4, 2027. The practical effect is that higher local minimum wages in places like Denver and Boulder will not apply to state employees working in those cities, and the state itself will not pay city occupation or business taxes that apply to other employers operating in those same cities. The bill is sponsored by members of the Joint Budget Committee. CUT opposes the bill. The board writes that the legislation lets the state escape local rules and taxes, including minimum wage laws, and notes that the state is clearly the largest employer in the state. The board's framing is one of asymmetry. The state expects every citizen, business, and jurisdiction to obey its laws and pay its taxes, but the state gets a pass? Senate Bill 26-193 carries a safety clause. The bill is sponsored by Senator Judy Omuvale, Democrat, the chair of the Joint Budget Committee, Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican, Representative Kyle Brown, Democrat, and Representative Rick Taggart, Republican, with co-sponsors Senator Jeff Bridges, Democrat, Representative Emily C. Rotu, Democrat, and Senator James Coleman, Democrat. Make your voice heard. All four bills are available on CUT Engaged, the Colorado Union of Taxpayer Citizen Action tool that lets Coloradans contact their elected representatives directly about the bills that affect their wallet and their freedom. The through line in this week's slate is asymmetry. A court surcharge doubled while a Secretary of State online disclosure is repealed. A welfare administration overhaul that consolidates fraud investigation in a single contracted county and adds a third-party contractor on top. And a bill that explicitly exempts the state of Colorado from local rules that bind every other employer in the same cities. Three of the four carry a safety clause that blocks the voter referendum the state itself would otherwise have to face. And now, Kim's perspective. Look at what each of these bills has in common. House Bill 26-1422 creates a new authority, doubles a court surcharge, and quietly repeals a requirement that the Secretary of State post candidate disclosures online. House Bill 26-1429 builds a welfare administration apparatus that begins at $10 million and grows toward $37 million, on top of a third-party contractor and a centralized fraud investigation contract with a single county. Senate Bill 26-193 declares the state itself exempt from local minimum wage ordinances and municipal business taxes on the theory that the state, of all employers, gets a pass. The fourth bill, House Bill 26-1324, is the comparison case. A routine sunset reauthorization whose sponsors withdrew a proposed fee increase and CUT signaled support. The contrast is the lesson. When the legislature is willing to scale back its own ask, taxpayers can find common ground with it. When it is not, three of the four bills get a safety clause attached to them and the voters get cut out of the loop. Go to coloradotaxpayer.org and make your voice heard on CUT Engaged. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.